this music sounds like Roy Orbison. Literally, that's all I heard. And I was like, okay, they want me to play Roy Orbison. And then today is Beach Boys' anniversary for the release of Pet Sounds, one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever made, and one of the most spiritual rock and roll albums ever made. Yes, we're celebrating all of it. All my favorites. I'm so excited. So stay tuned. But before we get into Pet Sounds, I wanted to play this. I wanted to bless your ears with this song called 9 to 5 Morning Train by Sheena Easton. It's an 80s song, but I have been listening to it a million kajillion times the last like 2 weeks because I just rediscovered it. Remember when you just like rediscover songs and you're like, you always know a song and you're like, and it pops up and you're like, oh my God, I haven't heard this in forever. So that's what happened. Listen to Sheena Easton. Morning train, wait, 9 to 5. Please stay tuned for the guided meditation. I'm going to lift your vibrations with this sweet, loving song, get you in a lovey mood. Sentimental. Love you. Tune in. Woo! Oh my goodness. 1 second. Oh, this is going to be a good show. We're here till 8 p.m., by the way. Hi. Can I help you with something? Okay. Hello, I'm back. We're back. It is 91.5 FM WMFM for Test Free From Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin, at the Boston Medium. Ooh. 91.5 FM WMFM Test Free From Radio right here. Be here or be square. Guess what? For the first time ever in my life, I'm starting right on the dot. The guided meditation. It's the guidey. I love you. All right. Let's get situated right now. Everybody just take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. You are so amazing. Let the light of God surround you right now in this moment. Let the love of Spirit be here with you. As the love of Spirit is here with you right now, let joy surround you right now in this moment. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Let angels be here and get the energy right now of allowance and being intentional. What areas do you want to heal in your life right now? What do you want to heal in your physical body? As you picture all that wants to be healed, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, whether financial, whatever it is that you want to heal, understand that it's already done. Understand that it's already done. Everything that's going on right now in your heart and your soul and your spirit, it's already done. Love that surrounds you in this moment is yours. It's your joy. All that wants to be born from you and created from you right now is already here. Creation is already done. So all you need to do is give birth to it, you see. Right now, understand that everything that you want and you're hoping and wishing and desiring is already here. When manifesting, we do forget that what we desire and want wants us, but mostly it's already inside of us. The creation process is already done. So when we tap in to the creation process that's already done and already manifested, all we need to do is live from the state of gratitude. That is the second step to manifesting in that process of knowing the gratitude that it's already here. When we finally figure out what it is that we want, we give grateful thanks that it's already here. As the new moon arrives on the 19th, new moon in Gemini, this is a great, wonderful energy that's coming forth to us. All is well right now. For everything that we believe has blocked us or has hindered us this week or month or wherever year, understand that you're listening to this now because this is the ultimate sign that you will be released and freed from that cage of confinement in which that worry was kept captive in your body temple. You see, we're going to remove all the worry and the anxiety from your body temple that you have been dwelling on and ruminating on. Can you think of something that you have been dwelling on that is stressing you out? Whether it's the inability to achieve something, not receiving something, not having a specific type of love in your life, not feeling good, or whatever it may be. Understand right now that we are going to remove that energy of worry right now. You see, right now, let us remove the energy of worry. Let us remove and take away and have spirit. Just take away all the things that have been blocking us, all of the things that have been hindering and have been keeping us from that creation process, from releasing and giving birth to that creation. You see, the only way we can actually give birth to our creations is when we are in a high vibration, in a high state. And when I mean give, you can actually give birth to your creations when you're negative. But when I mean give birth in a high vibration to what we want to create, it's the things you really want. What your higher self really desires, what is for your greatest good. Just feel into this. Feel into how good it feels to know that all you need to do is close your eyes and you are home. It is just like the Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy clicked her heels and said, "There is no place like home." Is where all creation lives. That is where the manifesting lives. That is where what you already want and the wish fulfilled lives, right here, right now in the present. So as we get ready for the new moon, we just know right now that we are taken care of. We can feel the healing hands of all of our loved ones. We know right now that we are loved. We were given an extra hour for healing. Every week on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, the universe made it so that I can work as a conduit to serve for an extra hour. To serve and be here for you. In the evening, after work, wherever it is that you are, where you need your healing, I can be here and available. We're all here and available, says Infinite Spirit. You are not alone. You are so loved. This is your sign from the infinite that all is well. This is your sign from beautiful spirit that you are healing. You are healed and you are taken care of. If you are tuning in for the first time, or you're tuning in again and again, understand right now, Spirit knows, the universe knows, God knows where you are hurting, where you are blocked, where you are stifled, where all your fears are. And right now we get a chance to open ourselves up to us, up to spirit, to heal all of that and turn it into gold. See, right now we get to turn all of this into alchemy. We get to use the alchemic power to change our chemistry, change our brain chemistry, change our physiological chemistry, change our body. Today we're transforming because miracles are here. All miracles are here for you. Let us heal right now. As we know without a doubt, love is available. Let us spread love and continuously spread love over and over and over. I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, we get to have longer meditations. Now that we have 2 hours, we get longer meditations. Look at this beautiful gift Spirit gave us. We get to heal. We get an extra hour to heal right here on the radio, right here live. I am here for you. I love you. I do this all for you. That is what the Infinite Spirit is saying. That is what I am saying. Through me, through you, through Spirit, we are all one and we are all connected. And this heart space that we share is a unity a sisterhood, a brotherhood to come together and to heal, a commitment to one another, a sacred bond over the airwaves. I may not know who you are, but I can feel your energy. I can feel you, and I'm sending love to you. Spirit is using me to send love to you. This is how special and magnificent you are. This is how much the universe adores you, that you would tune in right now to the voice of the Infinite Spirit to love you. You are so loved. You are so loved. Oh. Tears are coming. I love it. I love it. Crying from being happy and feeling love. That's when you know Spirit is right next to you. That's when your loved ones you know are cheering you on. See yourself in bright light of healing energy as your Spirit wraps you in a beautiful blanket. In a beautiful, magnificent white light of healing energy. They kiss you on the forehead, give you a big hug, and they send you back here to planet Earth. And as you touch the ground, when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Feel how good it feels to be loved. And know that miracles are happening right now in this moment. And you are healed. It's already here. Whew. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of this sacred space of Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love you so much. I'm having a very beautiful moment right now where I'm connecting with every single listener right now. Again, I don't know you, but I can feel you so strong right now. I can feel everybody listening in, and I'm just sending you so much love. I love you so much. And the universe loves you. And with this love, you are magnificent. You are strong enough. You are powerful. You have it within you. You are capable of fulfilling your dreams and fulfilling your goals today. What you want is already manifested because you deserve it. Amen. Woo! Thank you so much. Let's get into it. We're going to get right into the Pet Sounds to uplift our vibrations. This is one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever created. And I am so honored to be able to play this album every year, May 16th. On my show, Once Upon a Time in 1966, this beautiful band from Hawthorne, California. Oh my God, I'm crying. Because I'm getting emotional about the Beach Boys. They're my favorite band. And they've really changed my life. They've completely changed my entire world. They were my healers. So I can feel Carl is at his spirit right here with me. That's why I'm getting so emotional, because I can feel them right here, their spirit. And who heals the healer? Well, this is what healed the Boston medium. This is was my antidepressants. This is why Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys exist. You see, you have to understand, in this spiritual life, in planet Earth, where we're at, we're all living for somebody else. Every single person who is alive. Yes, you are here to fulfill your purpose and live your dreams, but ultimately we are here for other people. And that's what we always need to remember. And because this beautiful man existed, I was able to be healed. Because his music came here, I have this radio show. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm gonna get so emotional. But it's good. Life is so good. And I'm crying because it's just, I'm feeling so much love from spirit. Always connect with your angels. They're here. They are here and you are not alone. Oh, I love you so much. Let's get into some bad sounds. Wouldn't it be nice? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we wouldn't have to wait so long? And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No, it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay
prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I'd grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. You needed my me. I went through all kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said that's not me. I miss my pet and the places I've known, and every night as I lay there alone I would dream. I once had a dream, so I and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I'm glad I went now, and that's for sure that we're ready. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. Found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found.
I can see. Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
When you needed someone to help forget about him, I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so. Didn't you know? But pretty soon I guess I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. Yes, I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
You didn't think that I could sit around
good evening. It is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I hope you were enjoying all of this. This is Pet Sounds You're Hearing. From the Beach Boys, one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever created, one of the most spiritual rock and roll albums ever made. I was getting so teary-eyed talking about the Beach Boys and how much of an impact this band has had on my entire life. And how much, you know, it was just meant to be and it was fate to bring me to this point. If I don't know if I'd be, you know, the kind of rate I'd be doing all this if I wasn't so heavily influenced by Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. Brian led a great, you know, even though Brian has lived a very complicated life, a very complicated, hard life, full of pain, full of a lot of mental illness, a lot of mental health issues, a lot of sickness, he recovered and bounced back. And I really advise you to see Love and Mercy. The movie is basically about how the process of him being sick and having his psychiatrist basically abuse him and basically tricking him into believe that he was sicker than he actually was. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful story about how this woman, Melinda, came and pretty much saved the day. And I've met Melinda. I've met Brian Wilson's wife. She's so sweet. She is as sweet as she is on the movie in person. Just, she took the time. I saw her. I was like, hey, Melinda. She took the time to talk to me and say hi. And I loved it. And just such a sweet, kind human being. And I thanked her for everything she did for Brian. Just a sweet, sweet, loving human being. So, with that, we're going to continue. You know, it's good. I love this subject about, you know, mental health. And sometimes we are having a supernatural spiritual crisis. And sometimes mental health, yeah, of course it does exist. I'm not saying it doesn't, but sometimes, you know, there are people who have a supernatural gift and it's mistaken as mental illness. And pretty much all they need to do is hone in on it, control it. And I'm not saying this was the case for Brian. I'm not Brian's doctor. I didn't make a diagnosis of what was going on with him, but I do know for sure the type of music that he made, the type of music that, I mean, as a psychic medium, the type of music he produced and lyrics he produced and everything that he was talking about, and he would talk about the metaphysics a lot, you know, he was tapped in, you know, and so it makes sense that he was being over prescribed medication and misdiagnosed, you know. And so it's good that he's finally, you know, he's still touring. He's like in his 80s and he's still touring, and I've seen him multiple times. So you can overcome this if, you know, I just felt like this was guidance of hope and optimism for anyone listening about if you're struggling with a mental health issue, because, you know, and I'm not saying this from something I never experienced. Like, that's the thing. I've been through exactly what Brian's been through. We all go through our unique own challenges, but that's literally was dealing with that got me to this spiritual place. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this and who can relate knows whatever they've been through struggling with, dealing with their brain and dealing with the material world and dealing with the spiritual world, but also just dealing with themselves being here, knowing they have this gift and knowing they have supernatural gifts and knowing they're supernatural beings, but at the same time trying to be normal. And that's a major reason why I even made the show, was so people can, you know, have a portal. If you don't, you know, if you're not comfortable calling in, just listen. If you want to call in, if you want to be a guest, whatever it is, but have a portal to be able to talk about this stuff without feeling crazy. But the thing about it was funny is that when I started coming out with this, it wasn't as mainstream. Like, that, see, Then Age of Aquarius broke out, and of course, the inevitable, it's very mainstream now. And a lot of people, everyone's talking about energy now. Everybody talking about meditation. You can find tarot cards in, you know, Marshall's. It's very trendy. But it's, you know, it's not a surprise. Like, this happened in the 60s, you know, of where the consciousness was just, it arrived. And it was just like, ooh, you know, we're all awakening and everybody's becoming, you know, aware. I mean, not everyone, but you know what I'm saying? That, you know, where there is newfound hope of awareness and light through the human consciousness, there is going to be dark and there is going to be this polar opposite of what's going on, but we shouldn't be focusing on that. We're focusing on your choosing, and that's what it is. The polar opposites of whatever you call light or dark, you know, or whatever you call the spiritual war on the two sides, all of it is just choice, basically, and vibration. And the spiritual war is divided in two sides, and it's not race, and it's not class, and it's not whatever it is you think that is materialistic or finite. It is split up in vibration. So understand what's going on, and understand, you know, if you're still here on this planet, you know, and you made it through the clearing, you made it through the correction of the pandemic, bravo. Because that means you still got some work to do. Congratulations. Congratulations. So anyways, let's get back to this music because I'm loving it. So if you're listening to this, please watch that movie, Love and Mercy. It's a beautiful story about recovering from mental illness. You know, one of the greatest musicians ever alive, Brian Wilson, and his journey and just his beautiful, beautiful spirit. And who he was, it's making me tear up now because he is just an amazing human being. Remarkable. Okay, are you ready for some Sloop John B? Because I am. Woo!
We come on the Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around
ever been wrong. Oh, worst of the John B. Worst of the John B. See
always love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without. 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 God. It starts with just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now. You know you ought to take it slower, but you just can't wait to get to know her. A brand new love affair is such a beautiful thing. But if you're not careful, think about the pain it can bring. It makes you feel so bad, it makes your heart feel sad, it makes your days go wrong, it makes your night so long. You've got to keep in mind, love is here. She's perfection. This time is really an exception. Well, you know I hate to be a downer, but I'm the guy she left before you found her. Well, I'm not saying you won't have a good luck with her, but I keep on remembering things like they were. Made my days go wrong and made my nights so long. You got to keep in mind, love is here. Today and it's gone. Tomorrow is here and gone so fast.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the Boston Medium. And yes, I just ran down the hall to get to the mic. Anyways, I am here for another hour, 7 to 8 p.m. This is unreal. I can't believe this is happening. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We're almost done with the Pet Sounds album. Only about 3 songs to go, and then we move into the Roy Orbison. It happened so perfectly. So perfect. And, I mean, you can just feel and hear the genius in Brian Wilson. This is just, isn't this album amazing? It's just, it's so pure. It's so soothing. It's you can listen to this anywhere. Like, how could anyone be bothered by this music? I mean, yeah, it may not be your thing. I could understand that. But like, how could you be in a bad mood when you listen to this music? Like, it's just so soothing and so beautiful. It's so enchanting. And it really is genreless. It is absolute perfection. Perfection. And I love you so much, Brian. Please check out Love and Mercy. I actually might watch that over. I can watch that movie over and over and over. It's just so inspirational. It's such an inspirational film. It's so good. And I have a tradition, actually. I take somebody new to a Beach Boy concert every time. Every time I go, I take somebody new. It's a tradition that I have. And it's either Beach Boys or Brian Wilson. And literally everybody who's gone, who was never really into Brian Wilson or the Beach Boys, all of a sudden, they become super into the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. Because it's you could never be in a bad mood like listening to the Beach Boys. You can't. It's just, it's so positive. It's so positive. And they're my favorite. They're my favorite band in the entire world. I love them. And I'm so grateful that I get to play this here, right here on the day. Who would have known 1966? You know, a bunch of years later, 2023, May 16th, 2023. The Boston Medium, their biggest fan, would be playing Pet Sounds on radio station. I mean, I know a bunch of people probably playing Pet Sounds and it's done, but it's the Boston Medium. Like, I'm straight up talking to Carl and Dennis Wilson's spirit over here. Like,